The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What would you do if a giant wave came and destroyed your beautiful outdoor wedding? Yeah, a video went viral this week of that happening in Hawaii. Here's what it sounded like.
Oh, oh my God.
Did you get that video?
It's just a massive wave that comes over the side. Everybody's fine. It's just that it just destroyed the wedding. The tables are floating away. It's insane.
How about those two idiots that are like laughing? And they're like, oh, did you get it on video? We are no longer friends. Mm. I invited you to my Hawaii wedding, and those are your remarks right after the whole thing got wiped out. We're no longer friends. If you're my brother, you're estranged.
To be honest, it looked scary. That wave was really big.
Yeah,
everybody's fine, but my gosh, if that was me, I would be terrified.
Listen, I've been to Hawaii. I've been to many beaches. I've been to weddings on the beach. I just don't know how nobody moved until the wave is crashing over the wall. The wave appears to be absolutely massive coming at them. Move back.
Yeah. All I keep thinking about is, like, if you're at that wedding, I'm looking at all these girls, these beautiful women all dressed up in their wedding dresses.
You're in Hawaii. It's
running.
Paradise.
Yeah, they're running to get away from the wave.
That's crazy.
Coming. I like, you never forget that moment. Whenever you think of that couple's wedding, you think the wave wedding. The wedding when the giant wave came and just took everything out. Took
remember?
Out our cocktail hour.
Yeah, it took out grandma's ankle. We were, you know, remember? Yeah, it was a mess. What would people remember about your wedding, Anna?
Oh, there's a couple things that stick out in my head. Mm-hmm. Now, my dad would argue that when people think about my wedding, they would think about the tripe.
Yeah.
At the happy hour, at the cocktail hour.
Please explain.
Not happy
please
hour,
explain.
Cocktail hour. We have, my family's from Italy. So we had people coming from Italy and from Canada and all over the place. And my dad, you know, he's from Italy. And I had to have a station of just tripe.
Yeah.
Anna, the people want the tripe, the tripe. They want the tripe. And I was like, Daddy, nobody goes to a wedding and is like, I need to eat intestines. He's like, no, that's what the people want.
Is it like a status thing in Italy or something? Is it like a specialty food? I'm confused.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You have so many good options. Why that one?
Oddly, our wedding venue didn't even blink an eye. They're like, yep, tripe station. I'm like, what?
Right. Well, when you're paying what you're paying, right? And 400 guests, we're going to do what we got to do.
But I would disagree. I would think that the thing that people actually remember about my wedding, because when people bring up my wedding, and now it's 17 years ago. It's
sure.
Not like it was 5 years ago. 17 years is a significant amount of time. I was one of the first people to have a cigar roller at my wedding. It was really new back then. Like, you know, I don't even know how I found
mean, cigars weren't new, but having a cigar roller, right?
So, like, I had the guy in the corner with the hat, and he was just rolling cigars.
Nice.
And the guys loved it. We had, like, the match books with our names on it,
mm-hmm.
and everybody would go outside to smoke the cigars and all that. And
right.
People always say, like, you're the wedding that had the cigar rollers. And then I remember for years I would get, like, emails from, like, people being like, hey, where did you hire that cigar roller?
Yeah.
So I think that's what people remember my wedding for.
I like a good cigar dipped in a nice cognac or something. That's nice on a certain night. I don't know what it tastes like if you pair it with tripe. But,
Well, you can ask the 400 people that were at my wedding.
I guess I would have to.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. What's the thing that people will never forget at your wedding? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. Viral video. A giant wave came over the edge and destroyed a wedding. People were, you know, having their cocktail hour, took out all the tables, all the carving stations, all of that. It's like, man, if you're at that wedding, everybody was fine, but you never forget. You never forget the wave that came out at the wedding.
No, it's true. If you ask people about my wedding, I think they would remember several things. the matron of honor passing out.
Good.
Halfway through the reception and kind of being removed from the building and the premises and pretty much from our lives after that, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
My father-in-law missing the shuttle, the last shuttle, and walking back to the hotel. I mean, call somebody, Dad. What are you doing? No, I got it. I got nobody waiting for me. No, we didn't. No. And the, just the party in general. We had a photo booth like when nobody had them. You know what I mean? So like we built it for that. It was a great party, but definitely a night to remember. That's for sure.
Ariel had a bagpiper at her wedding.
Nice.
People always remember that. That's like a cool thing.
I like those for the ceremonies. That's always a nice touch.
Yeah. Diana wrote, my husband was really drunk.
Okay, well, they remember that, too.
Uh-huh.
I've seen brides drunk by the ceremony.
Really?
I have seen that.
My mom wouldn't let me have a sip of alcohol until the reception.
So that is a smart move.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, Stacey. What's the thing that people remember about your wedding?
Well, it wasn't my wedding. It was my roommate's wedding, and she was getting married. My roommate from college, she was getting married at West Point. And the cake was this beautiful cake with, like, a staircase to either side with the smaller tiers. And the entire cake fell about 30 minutes before they went to cut the cake.
Oh,
the entire cake fell apart. The marriage also fell apart later on.
Yeah. It was the cake's fault, clearly. You really have to keep an eye on the cake, especially when it's an indoor-outdoor event, because the heat sometimes, it'll take that cake out.
How sad. I mean, you have to laugh, right? Like, you have to take handfuls and laugh and just shove it in each other's faces.
I mean, you have to, but, if it costs you $10,000 to put a $5,000 cake, you're pretty upset.
Cindy, what happened at your wedding that people will never forget?
Okay, I got married on my mother's 60th birthday party, and at the time, we all sang happy birthday. She was 60 years old. We dressed her up like Queen Mum, and I presented her with a blue sapphire diamond ring with diamonds all around it, like Princess Diana's ring.
See, that was, I would just remember the birthday party. I'm not sure I would remember that you actually got married there.
James, what's the one thing people remember about your wedding?
Unfortunately, the one thing people will always remember about my wedding is my cousin getting into a fist fight with my brother-in-law.
Oh.
I was basically having to...
I have to know what happened. Like, why did they fight? What would possibly bring that on?
Lots of whiskey, for sure. Lots of Jameson shots.
Mm.
I don't even think it was anything, like, important. It was just the guys, flexing. And then, but, it was a big deal. Like, we had to be, like, pulled off the dance floor and, like, spoken to by the venue. Shut the whole wedding down. We got them to let us stay, but they had to leave, those two guys.
Working a wedding one time, and I believe it was one of the groomsmen, got into a fight with, like, the uncle from one side of the family to the other side of the family. And all I remember is it's spilling all across the dance floor. But there was also, at this wedding, a 9-foot-tall giraffe on wheels. It was like a plastic giraffe amp that people could take photos with and stuff like that as it wheeled around. I don't know what the significance was of the giraffe. It was not the Toys R Us empire.
Mm-hmm.
But there was just this giraffe randomly also rolling across the dance floor as the fight was going. And if you saw it real quick, you'd think that that giraffe was going to back up their boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they were running across to be like, no. That's my dude.
1-800-330-9999. What's the one thing that people will never forget about your wedding? What's the thing that happened at your wedding that people will never forget? 1-800-330-9999. Giant wave and a Hawaiian wedding took out the entire reception.
Safe bet. Nobody's going to forget that.
Right.
Joe, what happened at your wedding nobody's ever going to forget?
It wasn't my wedding. It was a wedding that I was photographing, but they forgot to pick up the bride. So the limo service picked up the groom and the groomsmen, brought them to the venue. 10 minutes before the ceremony, everyone's like, where's the bride?
Yeah.
And they figured out that the limo service just completely forgot to pick up the bride.
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, didn't she text somebody? Like, why? If you were the bride, as anal as I am, I would be like, why aren't they here? What's happening?
Because everybody around her is insulating her to keep her calm. So they're like, no, of course they're coming. Of course they know what they're doing.
The bride ended up texting me saying, I think the limo service forgot us. Luckily, the hotel was only like 10 minutes away. So myself, my second photographer, and then a couple other people went to go pick them up.
Just another time when you saved the day, bud.
Yeah. The pictures could have been horrible, but I was remembered as that.
Yeah. Rebecca, what's the one thing people remember about your wedding?
Well, not much, because I eloped.
Well, that's what they remember.
That you weren't there. Right, they remember that.
I will say my mom every year calls me up, and when I tell her it's my anniversary, she says, well, I wouldn't know. I wasn't invited.
Oh,
so the thing she remembers most is giving me a guilt trip.
So that was going to be my next question is, you know, fully eloped or eloped on the party, right? So fully eloped with no family, no parents.
Yeah, well, the bad thing is none of my family came. My husband called his mom asking for directions to the courthouse, and then five carfuls of his family showed up at our elopement with none of my family there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh, that is the kind of thing people don't get over, some of them, right?
Oh, if I was your mom, I'd be the same way. I don't know. I wasn't there. You invited everybody but me.
She's telling the truth. She would be petty, and she would be that.
My brother-in-law eloped while I was on my honeymoon. We were on our honeymoon.
What?
Yeah. So we got the call. We called home, and then my husband's mom was like, he got married. They went to the courthouse. I go, what? They eloped while we were on our honeymoon, so there was no chance that we could go or, like, be part of it?
So they were at your wedding?
Yes, of course they were.
I kind of a little bit better with that. They were inspired by you guys.
Okay.
Love struck them.
Mm-hmm.
They still together?
Yeah, and it would have been nice to go to a party. It would have been nice.
Well, you could throw a party after. Did you throw a party?
We had a party like a year later. His family threw it, and again, my family wasn't there.
Oh, my gosh.
Jessica, what was the one thing people remember about your wedding?
Oh, my gosh. The fire alarms went off, and we all had to be evacuated from the dance floor because we had these fog machines that went off when everybody was dancing, and it set off the fire alarms.
Oh, my gosh.
It's always a good idea until all of a sudden it's, you know, and then they got to pull up, and then the drunk bridesmaids are flirting with the firefighters. Mm. They got to go in there, check the building, make sure it's all right.
Exactly. And then we, you know, like wasted like 2 hours of our reception time that I paid for sitting on the street.
Speaking
you know,
of wasted,
awful.
She's out of this, look at your uniform.
Now you sound stereotypical. That's not what it's like.
Oh, no? I've been at that wedding.
If I was a bride, I would just be crying out there. I'd be like,
no,
serious?
Not the bride. The bridesmaid. There's always one of them. Is that a little too much?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.